mit Waterfall bei Flux FM. Das ist doch schon mal eine anständige Einstimmung aufs nahende Wochenende. Drei Damen aus Washington DC habe ich jetzt zu Besuch und diese Band gibt es noch seit gar nicht so langer Zeit, ein bisschen über ein Jahr sind sie zusammen und ich begrüße natürlich zunächst Mary, dann haben wir Betsy und Laura. Welcome to Flux FM.
Thank you for having us.
Hello ladies.
Hello.
When did you start your trip to Europe for your concerts?
London.
In London, you mm-hmm. started?
Mm-hmm.
How long ago?
On the 9th? Yeah, on the 9th.
Mary is nodding. So who's the one without the voice? Just come for 1 second to the microphone.
Betsy.
Betsy, what happened? Tell us all about it.
Oh, just tour life. Touring and singing and
yeah.
talking over loud music.
Yeah. So does that happen to all of you for once in a while, that the voice is, you know... Needs a break. Mary, what about you?
Yeah, no, I have a cold too. So
oh, you have a cold too?
Yeah,
oh,
so
how
it's
nice.
Messed up also.
But tonight there will be aspirin and other things and yeah. you will just rock the...
Yeah.
Of course. So, of course, Mary, tell us a little bit about the girls to your left. When did you meet them and when did you decide to create this new great band?
Well, the music community in DC is pretty small, so mm-hmm. all the musicians really know each other. So we knew each other from around town, different bands, and I was just writing a bunch of songs and looking for people to jam with, and just thought of these guys because I liked them a lot, and I don't know, it just clicked right away when we started playing.
Mary hat ja auch schon früher in jungen Jahren sich der Rock- und der Punkrock-Musik gewidmet, war früher Gitarristin bei Wild Flag und hat jetzt vor anderthalb Jahren gesagt, nee, jetzt will ich es nochmal wissen, hatte Songs geschrieben und sich dann die richtigen Mädels zusammengesucht. So, is it difficult to get the right people for this kind of thing that you want to do? Because, okay, so you knew each other for a long time, but... You know, you have to have the right girls, you know, to go on tour and travel and play. Is that so easy?
No, it's not easy. It was just a lucky thing. Like, it just clicked, like, immediately yeah. when we started playing. It's not easy to find the right people.
Yeah, Betsy was out of, she lived in D.C. and then she moved out of town for a couple years. Yeah. And then she was moving back. And so that was, we just heard she was moving back and yeah. we're like, you know.
And you were like excited when Mary said, let's form a new band.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of course. And you were rehearsing in your cellar, I heard, or in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a fat studio that you have there? Or yeah,
yeah, well, we have a studio in my basement. Yeah. We've recorded there a lot.
Right in the middle yeah. of Washington, D.C.?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Right in the middle of the town or what?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
It's in the like pretty residential area, you know.
How many hours of rehearsing? Until 3 o'clock in the morning or like, oh no, 10
Actually,
o'clock, I have to go to bed.
When we rehearse, we were rehearsing, we can't play too late, so we go to this punk rock kid's house and we could play there, but there was no bathroom. So
you can only play for 1 hour and then you have to leave.
Well,
I guess.
If you have to use a bathroom, you have to drive somewhere.
Or take a leak
but
on
that,
the neighborhood.
You go to CVS and then that.
Yeah.
They had no bathroom.
Ja.
Also eigentlich haben sie ganz viel aufgenommen im Keller von Mary, wo sie ein Haus hat, mittendrin in Washington DC. Aber da können sie eben nicht so lange spielen, weil natürlich Leute nebenan wohnen. Also sind sie zu so einem ja, Haus gegangen, wo auch Jugendliche oft so Bandproben machen. Nur leider hat dieses Haus keine Toilette. Das ist dann ein bisschen problematisch. Ne? Man muss ja dann ein bisschen anhalten. Und dann hat man ja auch Druck, sage ich mal, um das hier im Deutschen zu bleiben. Wir hören uns einen Song an von der XX Debütplatte. So that's your debut album, ne? Mm-hmm. Debut. Mm-hmm. How does it feel to make a debut album?
Good.
When having made so many albums as a solo artist and with other bands, is it again, does it feel weird to make a debut album or is it just nice to have a new project and spitting that out?
It's great to have a new project that's really fun and exciting and...
Yeah, and that is now here in Berlin to be introduced tonight.
Yes.
Und zwar im Magnetclub. Könnt ihr euch XX heute Abend anhören? Wir schreiben euch gerne noch gleich auf die Gästeliste und hören jetzt einen Song, der da heißt Don't Wanna Lose. Tell us about Don't Wanna Lose. Just 2-3 sentences. What is it about?
Well, not wanting to lose.
Okay, that was short and informative.
Well, Mary wrote the lyrics, but...
Mary spit it out. We want to know
what's
about
the
song. Yeah.
It's about not wanting to lose someone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I pray plus.
Yeah.
I pray plus. Bald Wochenende. If you stay close, you might hear. News X Hex bei Flux FM. Drei Damen aus Washington DC, die heute aufspielen werden im Rahmen des Introducings im Magneten. Und da könnt ihr dann die neue Platte, die Debütplatte dieser Band euch nochmal genau reinziehen. Mary, die ja so ein alter Hase im Grunde schon ist und viele Soloplatten rausgebracht hat und mit anderen Bands gespielt hat, hat sich also zwei Mädels dazugeholt und will es nochmal wissen. Aber zwischendurch braucht man auch mal eine Auszeit. So I could read that you had a time where you were collecting glass grapes. Is that true?
I did have a time that I was collecting glass grapes.
What?
So explain to us how come to collect glass grapes. Also es müssen ja einfach, jetzt weiß ich nicht im Kopf, was stelle ich für Fragen. So Weintrauben aus Glas eben.
Is this for decoration? I don't know, it was like a weird art project. I was just collecting all these glass grapes and putting them on my shelves because it looked cool. I can't believe that you found that out about me.
But you still have them at home?
No, I got rid of it. It was a phase.
Come on.
It was a phase. It lasted like a year and then it was
you
over.
You sold them or you put them in the garbage?
I know I sold them at a yard sale and then I gave them away to a thrift store. Like, you know, Goodwill.
Okay. Yeah. And do you have to create these glass grapes yourself or do you only have the
good... No, it's just collecting them.
Are these mermels or glass grapes to buy?
Oh, you buy them at, you know, their stores.
Okay. Yeah. What else did you do, Mary? Sounds interesting.
I'm just so fascinating. It's the only thing I've ever done besides music in my life.
Ach, wirklich? Interessant. Also jemand, der sich eigentlich die Seele aus dem Leib schreit und unglaublich coole Rockmusik aufs Parkett legt, sammelt nebenbei Glasweintrauben. Ist das herrlich. Aber sie hat sich schon davon befreit und sie bei einem kleinen Flohmarkt auf dem Hof verkauft. So what else did you sell on this yard sale?
Only the glass grapes? A lot of my ex-boyfriend's stuff that he left in my apartment.
What, was that a guitar or only dirty underwear?
All the dirty underwear.
Oh, yeah. And someone bought that, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Nice. What did you sell the latest?
The last thing I sold?
Mm-hmm.
Geez. I don't know, probably a t-shirt or a record, a show.
Yeah, same.
Same, same. Okay, interesting. Maybe you should be inspired by the lady to your right. Mm-hmm. Collecting something in glass.
It's so inspirational.
Total. Also, wenn ihr diese Damen heute Abend kennenlernen wollt und natürlich auch ihre Musik hören möchtet, dann kommt vorbei in den Magneten. Da spielen XX live auf. Wir schreiben euch jetzt auf die Gästeliste 030-2000-9000. 030-2000-9000. Da könnt ihr alles über Glasweintrauben kennenlernen und natürlich anständige Punkrock-Musik hören. Telephone is ringing. People want to go. So you have to prepare right now for tonight.
Yes.
Right. Have a great sound check. Have a great night in Berlin.
Thank you.
Thanks so when? Much. Where will you go tomorrow and when will you go back to Washington, D.C.?
Tomorrow we're going to Cologne. And then we're going back to D.C. on the March 12th.
And then start writing new songs. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah. And if you have a new spleen collecting something, tell us all about it.
We'll be back and Betsy will start collecting, like, I don't know, probably cars at that point because we'll be making some.
Oh,
of
yeah.
course. Then you can sleep in the wall of Astoria or another great place. Not in a bunk bed hostel. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.